Hello, this is Lisa Resick with the podcast We Are All Psychic. Today is April, oh my goodness, I don't even know. I think it's tax day, April 15th. I was doing some thinking. Oh, by the way, this is a video podcast on Spotify, and of course I still think we're all psychic, and more than ever. And, you know, today my stomach's been spasming, and it's been spasming for about a week, maybe not even a whole week, but it's been spasming for a few days. And usually it's an Ehlers-Danlos syndrome issue, which is what I have, as you know, if you listen. If you don't listen, I have hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and it is a connective tissue issue, and it makes me all messed up. And I try to work with it, and that's what the heating pad's for right now, and I'm waiting for the pharmacy to deliver something to help me stop the cramp. In the meantime, I just hate to lay there and think of or lie there and think about how awful I feel. And just, so I'm getting my mind off it. And I was lying back and I was thinking about the kids, you know, psychic kids, all the kids, every kid is psychic. We've had so many guests come on talking about when they were young and they had psychic experiences. And we have had other guests come and say, you know, tell stories about their children doing things that were energy based, you know, working with energy. And many guests talk about how they were told not to do that and not to display that in their lives by their parents. And some of the parents were accepting, some parents weren't. These are all, it's all different stories if you've listened to the podcast. And, so, you know, if everybody's all psychic and all our kids are psychic, I was thinking while I was lying here in misery, trying not to think about the misery, about like how the generation coming up in, you know, teenagers right now. I'm 48 today on April 15th, 2024. And in 15 days, I'll be 49. What? And that's pretty crazy. I'd be old. I feel old. I got old people problems like my guts. You don't want to know how bad it can get. You'll find out if you're not already there. Oh my goodness, Mal. And that, you know, having some misery loves company and bitching about it helps a lot. Everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. So, these children have problems. What if the children, you know, they grew up with like Harry Potter and magic reel and Marvel movies, superheroes, X-Men. Not that the other generations didn't grow up with those, but it's pretty generalized now in fiction. Most people know what all this stuff is from movies. But of course, the movies glamorize it and make you a little scared of it. Or it's like that movie, the Ouija board movie. I did see that, but I don't remember much. I just remember being like, that's fun. Because, I mean, you know, the everyday life of working with the energy is about, like, feeling good and happy and, you know, trying to feel the best you can and help other people feel that way, too. And I'm thinking, you know, with our youth growing up, they haven't had that perspective maybe so much given to them that there are ethics. There are morals and there are consequences to things that they might try doing with their own energy as they explore it, because their generation is a lot more open to this. So I'm going to tell a personal story that I've never told on the podcast. I won't get too detailed, and I have talked about it a little bit, and there's a very good reason I'm telling this story. Because I knew a certain person when he was 18, and I had known him since he was 9. And I was very close with this young man, and I was kind of like a mother, I guess you could say, to this young man. And, well, to make a long story short, he summoned a bad entity, and a whole bunch of crazy stuff went down. I don't know how to tell the story yet. That's why one reason I've never told it. Plus, it's a story that is... I don't understand what happened all the way. I just had experiences, and I do know that he did that because I flew across a room and stopped him from whatever he was about to do, but he was not him. His eyes were black. That happened. And it's like, no, that can't happen. That's not real. But I would never believe anything like that could happen until it did. And it did. So this young man, I did find his Satan spell book. And I burned the pages that he had written to Satan and the spells and all the stuff like that. I don't know about Satan and God and angels on the Christian level. But I do believe in dark and bad entities that can make deals with you. And you may have heard Misty talk about her story. If you want to hear Misty's story, she talks about how a demon or a dark entity can make a deal with you. This goes into karmic histories and karmic bonds and past lives too, even. So, like Misty has explained in her podcast, Misty's story, they always had an entity for a long time. So I wonder if this young man who had summoned this entity when he was 18 will always be with this particular entity in his life. And I think he will be. I don't know if he'll ever hear this podcast, but if he does, I think he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, so a lot of young people, when they start feeling the energy and they accept it, they know it's a real thing now. They know that this is like existing. This is something their parents are teaching them now, some of them. I did. I taught my sons. If they wanted to learn anything and asked about it, I certainly taught them. Did a lot of tarot readings for them, my stepsons. And they loved them. Well, one loved them and one was like, okay, whatever. Whatever. He's always just whatever, though. I was thinking about other people that are that age that I get to know through my friends and their daughters and sons. How are they adapting to their parents looking into this energy? Usually it's their mothers, of course. And the fathers do. The husbands and fathers do appreciate the mothers having the interest, even if they don't dig it, you know, or believe it or whatever, that you're curious about it. Whenever I've gone to people's houses, friends of mine who have been interested in learning about this metaphysics, the energy, they teach their kids what they've learned. And, but they don't always talk to the kids about the consequences of possibly, let's say, witchcraft. I think I've talked about this on a podcast before. Magic is not hard to do. It's using the objects. And you have stuff you can do to do it. You don't just have to think really hard. And it's easier to do witchcraft, I think, than it is to just make something happen. But some people can just immediately make something happen. That's the magician card in the tarot. Magician card in the tarot makes a plan and implements it, and then they change something that they want. A witch usually wants power over herself and her most basic instincts of self-loathing and insecurity and all the things and traumas that we feel. Any witch, anyone who feels like a witch, identifies as witch, I believe they want power over themselves. No, sometimes after that, they might want power over other people, or before that, they might want to try and see what they can do. You know, if they really want something and something's really in their way, they might think, they don't think about why it's in their way, maybe, instead of thinking, well, why is this a problem for me? Why do I find issue with this? They might think, well, I'll just change the situation so the issue changes. And that can happen. So I think any of you, this is my advice to you. If you're teaching your children, definitely teach them the consequences. And consequences are friendships break up, marriages end. Some people never know that perhaps a youth was involved in creating an energetic situation, say, in the physical, like the magician in the tarot would have to do. It's about manifesting, but this is where you actually have to put stuff somewhere. You do stuff in the physical world to make your manifestations come to be. And the kids get this like this. They learn. That's what they do. They're in school. They're young. They learn really fast. And, you know, Missy's going to teach those kids, and I know she will. And I think this is something that she should think about, too. Teaching the kids first thing when they learn to meditate and they start seeing those things that they understand that no one else does and that's special about them, they have a responsibility now they have a responsibility to be careful with themselves and others, with the energy. It's just like personalities, really. You know, if you come running into a crowd of people going, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, they're probably not going to want you to be around. So that metaphor is kind of like, if you use the energy in the beginning for your benefits, that you don't really understand why you're wanting that exactly all the way. Say you're a young person, got a lot of energy. You can do, you're surprised at what you can do after what mom and dad maybe taught you, or my grandma or something. And you just want to see what you can do maybe, and you want to make your life better. But there are ethical ways to doing that. Just like with personalities and friends, you don't just do your friends wrong after you've been friends for 20 years, 10 years, 6 years, whatever. You don't just do it overnight for no reason. And when a young person can alter the energy and knows what she is doing, for example, say a, I don't know, like a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, I hope that when children, and I know it sounds stupid to call a 17-year-old child, because you're not a child if you're 17, in my opinion, or 18. 18 especially, is you're not a child. You may need to learn a lot of stuff. And you are. That's what you're doing. That's what you're supposed to do. And just don't feel bad if you are 18 and you're messing up. Or 17, or 16, 19, 24, 20. Just take your time. Think it through. Get to know yourself. Think of the ethics. Think of the morals that you believe in. What do you stand for, young people? What do you stand for? Do you stand for those messed up people out there who are telling you what to do? Or do you stand for you and your friends and your love? And if you don't have love, then that's what you need to look at before you do any spell work or energy work. If you don't have any love for yourself, and you're doing energy work on other people as a youth, you have a chance to really damage people without knowing you're doing it, because you haven't lived a life of experience. Or remember, you have, maybe if you're reincarnated, maybe you just don't remember. But let's say in your heart, you don't love yourself. You don't feel it, but you know the energy's there. And that's part of the reason you don't love yourself, because you can hear all those judgments. You can hear all the negative thoughts people have, kind of. That was my calendar. And I feel like the best advice I can give you if you're in that place is to cultivate that love for yourself. Start pampering yourself. And don't listen to people telling you that you are not worth anything, or that you are anything that you aren't. And if you don't know what you are, do that too in your meditations. Find who you are right now. You're going to change a lot, young people, if you're listening to this. And any mothers and fathers who are listening to this and teaching their children these kinds of things, I would love to hear someday that somebody says, I heard that podcast and it made a difference. I changed something because of this podcast. I made a different decision. That's what I would like to hear someday. And I think if we're all honest with ourselves and really look at our mistakes, they're learning experiences if people love us. And the people we tend to want to manipulate when we're children are the ones we love the most and who love us the most. Because we don't know why yet. When you're older, you do. Because everyone's different, of course. Everyone has a different reason for wanting to change things in their life. Young people. But consider changing other people's lives on purpose without their knowing, not very morally, ethically good. So that's just what I would like to say. And if the parents are out there teaching their children, think about that. So I had a 22-minute podcast, and I'm leaving that little thing that happened, because after that, all the audio was gone. Interesting. Oh, a psychic podcast is just the best. What could I have said? I don't know, but I think the energy wants me to stop right there. Thank you so much for always listening. Thank you, Everclear, our sponsor. Everclear, you are awesome. Vice app, where you can get advice from psychics and empaths to get the clarity you need to create the life you deserve. I know I said that. And love you, listeners. Thank you. Teach ethics. Teach morals. Akasha's been shoving that down my throat for a long time. She's right. Bye, guys.